Why International Women's Day is a moment to talk about estate planning for women. Each year, International Women's Day invites reflection on equality, security, and long-term empowerment. One area receiving far less attention, but which is deeply connected to all three, is estate planning. Increasingly, financial associations and other professional bodies are encouraging women to take an active role in planning their legal and financial futures. Recognizing estate planning is not simply about death, but about autonomy, protection, healthcare, and intergenerational stability. Increased longevity means more years managing alone. A primary reason estate planning is particularly important for women is their increased longevity. A longer lifespan often means more years managing finances alone, making healthcare decisions, and navigating aged care or capacity issues. Without a clear will, enduring power of attorney or advance care planning documents, those later years can become legally and emotionally complex, both for women themselves and for the families who support them. Structural inequality creates a greater need to protect assets. Structural financial inequality also plays a role. Persistent gender pay gaps, time out of the workforce for caregiving, and lower average superannuation balances mean many women retire with fewer financial resources. Estate planning becomes a practical tool to manage that inequality, ensuring assets are protected, benefits are directed intentionally, and trust decision makers are formally appointed before any capacity issues arise. Women play an important role in protecting vulnerable dependents. Caregiving responsibilities further underscore the importance of estate planning. Women are disproportionately likely to be primary carers for children, aging parents, or family members with a disability. Estate planning in this context is not only about distributing wealth. It is about safeguarding dependents, structuring support, and preventing disputes that could destabilize vulnerable families. Estate planning can be a practical tool in situations of domestic violence. Domestic and family violence is another critical, though often unspoken, reason estate planning matters for women. In Australia, one in four women has experienced violence by an intimate partner since the age of 15, and financial abuse is widely recognized as a common feature of coercive control. Such abuse can include restricting access to money, forcing financial decisions, or preventing a person from seeking legal advice. These dynamics can leave women without practical control over assets, decision-making authority, or even clarity about their own legal positions. The importance of prioritizing estate planning. Importantly, the call for women to prioritize estate planning is not coming from a single voice. Public trustees, estate planning lawyers, trustee companies, financial planning organizations, and domestic violence advocacy groups all encourage women work proactively with professional advisors. Their shared message is consistent. Thoughtful planning strengthens independence, reduces the risk of future conflict, and creates legally enforceable safeguards around assets and authority. Give to gain. As estate planning lawyers, we can share our knowledge and collaborate with other professional advisors to create a framework that supports women prioritizing their estate planning. Helping women put clear legal structures around their wishes is not merely a technical exercise, it's a practical expression of empowerment, ensuring that a lifetime of care, work, and contribution is carried forward with clarity and intention.